If you would, take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 13, reading verses 44 through 46. Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now, the passage today, this brief passage, contains two in a threefold series of parables recorded in the Gospel of Matthew dealing with hidden treasures and net gains. No, it is not a sermon on how to invest or not invest in the stock market these days, although the net gains seem to be pulling back. And I'm not suggesting today that you take all your money, put it in jars, and dig holes and hide them in your backyard. But I want to do something a little bit different, looking at these two brief parabolic sayings today. They speak of the value of God's kingdom in comparison with the world. And part of what I want us to think about is that value of the kingdom of God when compared with the rest of the world and the values in the world. And we will look at this initial meaning, but I also hope that you will indulge a slight twist on the theme this morning as we try to understand more than we often think about when we read this passage. The piano music starts softly, and then the singer begins. Lindbergh left Long Island, 1927, thumbed his nose at gravity and climbed into the heavens. When he returned to Earth at night, everything had changed. For the pilot and the planet, everything was rearranged. We're a pretty mixed up bunch of crazy human beings. It's written on our rocket ships and in early cave wall scenes. How does it happen? How do we know? Who sits and watches? Who does the show? Some people love to lead. Some refuse to dance. Some play it safely. Others take a chance. Still, it's all a mystery, this place we call the world. Most live as oysters, while some become pearls. Well, it is summer. It is a time people go to the beach. And it is a time that people look for treasures at the beach. So what does this song have to do with the passage today? Well, in these parables, we are told about the joy of discovering treasures. Treasures in the kingdom of God. Treasures for which one will spend a fortune or perhaps spend their lives to obtain. And when one finds those treasures, the value is immediately recognizable and sometimes almost overwhelming. Ben Witherington, in a commentary on the Gospel according to Matthew, writes that these parables are about what he calls the dominion. That's how he refers to the kingdom. The dominion. The divine saving activity that Jesus is brokering. These first two refer to the finding of the most valuable thing of all, for which one is prepared to sell all else in order to obtain it. That is, that redemption, that spirit that changes us and brings us into the kingdom of God. Now, while Jesus brings that kingdom, and we all recognize that, there is more here than just Jesus and others entering that kingdom. In this first parable, a man finds a treasure in a field, and then he goes out and he buys the field. Leaves the treasure there, and he goes out and buys the field. If he took the treasure first and then bought the field, he had stolen the treasure. But once he has bought the field, anything he finds in it is his. Finders keepers. And so he goes out and he buys that. And then he can enjoy that treasure which he has found, and which has surprised him, actually, as he went through the field. Jesus' hearers would understand this, because actually it was not an uncommon practice in their day to take extra money or something of value, to place it inside of a jar or a pot, and then go hide it somewhere, even in a field that one had owned. Jesus speaks of the joy and the elation the man has when the field and subsequently the treasure become his. In a world that was filled with disappointments, he is taken by surprise by this extraordinary find. I would suggest that many times we are like this man. We find not only an increased worth in discovering the presence of the kingdom of God in unexpected places, maybe even within persons around us, but joy flows when we truly make such a discovery. Of course, finding this treasure from God is ultimately found in finding Christ and in welcoming Him within the soil of our own hearts and minds. Because when we do so, finding that treasure changes the very worth of a person, bringing eager joy, but also a challenge to cultivate the field so that the treasure may increase. The second of these three parables describes the kingdom of God as a valuable pearl discovered among the throng of oysters. Now, I don't eat oysters. I know some of you do. I don't eat oysters. But I cannot help but be surprised by the seemingly endless oyster shells along the coast. You got all kinds of shells. And as many of you know, I spend much of my time when we go to the beach walking, looking for treasures. You can never have too many seashells and sand dollars. Don't frown. In fact, if you look along the beach at all the oyster shells, or better yet, go to one of those oyster shacks, you would probably come to the conclusion that there are probably more oysters out there than people can eat. In fact, I've seen houses at the beach that the walls are made out of cement and oyster shells. And yet there's still oyster shells everywhere. Most folks who consume them shuck the oysters quickly and toss the shells down without a second thought most of the time. But there are those who will seek to look within the oyster shell to see if they find a treasure, a pearl. Something so ordinary and common as the oyster. And yet it can contain a highly prized treasure. And in this brief parable, instead of the farmer who accidentally runs across the treasure in the field. We have a merchant who goes in search of a treasure, a pearl of great price. As he searches, he examines oysters all over the place, seeking a treasure. He looks at other pearls that had been found, seeking a treasure, spending much time and effort and money trying to find that. Suddenly, he discovers a pearl of great value, and he goes and gives up everything, sells all that he has in order to obtain that pearl. Now, while joy is not mentioned in this context, the finding of the kingdom and its worth is obviously the point of that parable and the joy that that brings. So what in the world does this have to do at all with the song that was mentioned earlier? Or better yet, what in the world does the song have to do with this text? Well, among other things, I am reminded that Jesus also said, "Behold, the kingdom of God is within you," in Luke 17:21. That's the King James translation. The Revised Standard Version translates it, "Behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." How many persons live in this world without seeing the greatness of God's kingdom around them, much less within them? How many of us are like the merchant, as seekers throughout all of our lives, trying to find that one thing that is going to make it all worthwhile? How many of us search for value, for worth, especially self-worth, for meaning, and yet oftentimes find ourselves spinning our wheels in that search, and we become frustrated? In addition to seeking outside of ourselves and looking outside of ourselves for that kingdom or that which gives us worth, perhaps we should look within. Especially if we have truly accepted God in Christ. Are we living simply as another oyster among the masses? Or do we realize that we actually may, deep down inside, contain or be pearls? Pearls for God's kingdom here on earth. I think it's interesting that this particular songwriter, in the next verse, closes that verse by saying, it's something more than DNA that tells us who we are. It's method. And it's magic. We are of the stars. Some never fade away. Some crash and burn. Some make the world go round. Others watch it turn. But still, it's all a mystery, this place we call the world, where most are fine as oysters, while some become pearls. Now, the particular singer of this song is not known for being terribly religious, although I do think that some of his religious upbringing is there more than he would admit, and comes through in a number of his songs in different ways. But I do think that we should look to the fact that there is something more than DNA that tells us who we really are. We can do all the stuff with science and medicine that we want to, but truly, there is something more to us than that composite, that deoxyribonucleic acid. In fact, I would suggest to you something that we all really know when we think about it. that God in Christ is the one who makes us who we truly are. Potential pearls. Pearls of great value. In fact, pearls of so much value that Christ Himself gave everything to buy us. To buy us back for the kingdom of God. He gave everything to buy us back. And we are potential pearls, not only bringing value to ourselves, but bringing value to the lives of those around us. And in particular, to the community out in the world. But it also means that we have to not just presume we are pearls of great value, but we must search. We must search even within ourselves, and when we find that within us, allow the goodness of God within us to be cultivated. Even though sometimes that brings frustration. We want it easy, but it takes work, and that can be frustrating and sometimes irritating. I have to work. Yes, Jesus said that we have to work at it. But you know, what is a pearl? How does it start? We know that a small grain of sand gets stuck in a particularly sensitive part of that oyster. And the oyster can't get it out. And if oysters had minds, the oyster would probably be very frustrated and irritated. But we know that that small grain of sand irritates that oyster. And the oyster begins trying to do something to change that inner irritant. And begins to work at changing that inner irritant. Eventually, creating a valuable pearl. As God's Spirit sometimes prods us, perhaps we need to pay more attention to its presence and make even more changes within ourselves before we try to change others. More changes within ourselves so that that pearl will certainly be cultivated as we become more than simply oysters. When we recognize that we can really be God's pearls. As I said a few moments ago, actually a while ago, Vacation Bible School begins tonight. And you all know that. And there will be lots of children, we hope, we pray, we anticipate. Some of whom may seem sometimes like an irritating, not even an irritating grain of sand, but a big old lump of it. We might even see them as just another oyster strewn among many along the beach or behind the oyster shack. But guess what? They too can be a precious and valuable pearl. We just need to look deeply. We just need to see beyond the outer ugly oyster shell. And find a place within them where God's Spirit can reach, can touch, and can become present to be cultivated. Or perhaps we're the ones that will be allowed to place that grain of spiritual sand within their lives. And who knows? We might even find that grain of sand was planted a long time ago. And somewhere down inside, when the oyster shell is opened, they're already forming a pearl. A rare treasure in an unexpected moment. And when we find that, we need to celebrate the joy of that find. But the question remains, are we fine as oysters? Or will we become Christ's pearls? I'd like to ask any and all of those who will be participating in Vacation Bible School, whether a teacher, a helper, a crafty person, well, not crafty, but working on crafts, or serving food, or providing transportation, or in any other way assisting with Vacation Bible School, if you would please stand. If you will be assisting in Vacation Bible School, would you please stand? I know we have some downstairs and others who are not here this morning, but will be here this evening. I want us, as we close this portion of our service before our hymn of decision, I want us to bow and to have a prayer of dedication for each of you and for those who will be coming. Would you join me in prayer, please? Our gracious God, You see the hearts and the lives of those who have committed themselves to help in Vacation Bible School, to help cultivate new lives and new spirits, to help place that spiritual sand so that the lives lived will be as precious as pearls. Lord, help each one as we dedicate them to be rededicated to being more than simply oysters, but to becoming pearls in Your kingdom, in this world, and for the betterment of this community. We offer them to You and their lives of service to You, and the lives of those who will come and hear them and share with them. In the name of Jesus, our Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our hymn of decision is 591. Have Thine Own Way, Lord. If we indeed mean that and allow God to have His own way, we will not simply be another oyster lying upon the seashore of this earth. Rather, we will cultivate and allow God to cultivate within us that great spiritual sand that has been placed there so that we might truly be pearls of great value in Christ's kingdom. As we sing, our altar is open for any commitment or decision that any would make, whether that would be to profess Christ publicly for the first time, to join with this fellowship, or to rededicate and recommit oneself to this work. Hymn number 591, Have Thine Own Way, Lord.